857.
Request of Craig A. Rogers to address council regarding transparent and accountable.
Morning, Mr. Rogers. Just give us your name and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Craig Rogers. And if you drive down Broadway and you approach Portland State, there's a walkway over it, and up there across in big letters it says, "Let knowledge serve the city." Well, to have knowledge, you need information. And I think that in a lot of ways, things aren't transparent or accountable down here. And I think there needs to be a point that things are made transparent and accountable to the citizens. I think sometimes members of council forget who sent them to the dance. And it's important for us to know perhaps somebody has a priority of developers. So I think actually over the last 4 years, it should say animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than other animals. And where I live at, on this hillside across from East Portland Community Center, there's this pop-up neighborhood now that's getting more dense. And just since Sunday, we had police involved. We've had some very attentive park rangers that help resolve the issue. And I realize that what we're doing, we're criminalizing the homeless. And I have a friend that lives on the same block as Ted Kulongoski in Lawhurst. Incredible, beautiful craftsman home. And she said, you know, if I was homeless, I'd be doing drugs too. So I think we need to take a serious look at Wapato. What's the deal with Wapato? It just sits there, not even being used. These people that are homeless need stability. More than anything else, they need stability. And they aren't going to get it if they're out there living on the street. So it's very expensive to be poor. So I think they need to be housed at Wapato. And people need to come up to the plate and make a difference in that. And I think you need to think about something, too. There's a legal term called the prudent person standard. And that needs to be invoked more and more down here. And when members of city council take the oath of office, I want them to say this: do no harm. So I think what we got going on down here, and when I made it an appointment to speak here, I asked when full council would be present, and regrettably, our mayor is not present. But I wanted to say this to him, that what we have here is a case of the emperor has no clothes. And I request that Charlie Hales resign.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Could you read?